The Word of God is the foundation for successful living. Get the Word of God in you and be transformed by the power-packed teaching from the Senior Pastor, Faith Tabernacle, Ota, Dr. David Oyedepo.
In the name of Jesus Christ, receive grace to remain actively alive so as to collect all that pertains to you in this service. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Please get seated. The mystery of the praise altar. And we quickly look at part three of it. And I want you to be very much alive. Something is dropping for you this time. The altar of praise is the altar of supernatural manifestations. God shows up in the midst of praise in your favor. But this is how it works. Acts chapter 3 and verse 6. The man at the beautiful gate fixed his eyes on Peter, expecting to receive something. Expecting to receive something. Acts chapter 3 verse 5. Expecting to receive something. Expecting to receive something. Now please listen to this. Faith cannot deliver what is not expected. Because faith only fertilizes what is hoped for. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So what faith does is to convert your expectation to manifestation. So where there is no expectation, faith is impotent. It has nothing to fertilize to manifestation. Therefore, in this last segment of prayer, because I will leave you to praise God by yourself. I'll leave you to praise God by yourself. The way it touches you. They will play their music and you will display your madness before the Lord yourself. So there won't be anybody, the people leading praise, who are not singing the song I wanted to sing. Now sing your own. There is nothing they play I can't sing to. If I'm not tuning to their sing, their music, I can tune to my own. It's so important for you to know that what you expect is what determines what you experience. What you expect. People praise God as if it's a means of warming God up. God doesn't need a warm up. It's a consuming fire. Do you warm fire up? You are not warming God up. It's you that is cold that needs to warm up. Warm up to God. God doesn't need your warming up. He said, the Lord thy God is a consuming fire. You don't warm up fire. He dwells in the midst of the pillars of fire. Don't you read the book of Revelation? You can warm him up with what? Expecting. Somebody's going to dance into a miracle marriage here. Somebody will dance with their miracle children here. Somebody in this service is going to return home with quadruplets. Four. Because for his shame of many years, God will visit him with four to trouble the devil. Now, you understand what I'm saying? Somebody's going to walk into a miracle job now.
Amen.
They will call him this Saturday.
Amen.
I said, the job is waiting for you. Now, expecting to receive something. Now, the Bible said, surely there is an end. Proverbs 23 verse 18. And thy expectation shall not be cut off. Let the sick say, the end has come. The end. This is the end. I prayed for it in the 21 day fasting and prayer. Now, this is the end. Now, this is the end. This is the end now. Don't you know that when anybody is going through trouble, they say, except God. Now, this is how God steps in. Okay, so where's the end? Now. So let the paralyzed know it is now.
Now.
Let the one carrying terminal disease know it is what?
Now.
Let the one being afflicted know it is what? Now. Surely there is an end. Proverbs 23 verse 18. And thy expectation. That means at your end, expectation is what will deliver it. The result will be delivered by your expectation. The result will be delivered by your expectation. Paul and Silas praised the Lord and God came in there, then. Not the following week. There and then. Expectant praise. Expectant praise is the key to your supernatural encounters on the altar of praise. Expectant praise. Expectant praise. Expectant praise. Let the one carrying any growth on her body know that surely there is an end. An end. And the end is now. For now is the accepted time. And today is the day of salvation. Now! Now! That pain will disappear. Now! That goiter will dissolve. Now! That tumor will disappear. Now! The reason why we don't get answers in prayers is that our prayers are just mere religious apathies. God, you see what I'm going through? In case you are not saying it, let me tell you what I'm going through. Things are very bad. It's so horrible that people are even asking me, where is my God? Eh? God, where are you now? He said, keep asking. When you are tired, let me know. I won't tell you where I am. It's in this book. Go and find out. Amen. People pray without expectation. They just pray to enjoy more pity from God. God, see me. I'm your child. I born again proper. I feel Holy Ghost. He said, well done. I fast 21 days. I've never eaten. So that can be an harassment to me. Please be expectant. Something is about to happen to someone here. Be expectant. Somebody's watching here from somewhere. Something is about happening in your life. Be expectant. Be expectant. Don't dance empty dance. Be pregnant with expectation. You are about to deliver the miracle you have been longing for all your life. Can I hear your loudest amen? Praise brought Lazarus out of the grave. What are you doing there? Abba. What are you doing there? Praise your way out of the grave. You don't belong there. Praise your way out of the pit where there is no water. You don't belong there. Please, praise with expectation. Stop dozing. You don't doze before a judge. Stop dozing. Have you ever seen them waking up a lawyer that you are in court? No. How many expectant here tonight? Now, let me tell you something that will happen. Among the supernatural manifestations in praise is supernatural promotion. Supernatural what?
Say, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. Then the Lord will make my feet like highest feet, and will make me to walk upon my high places. Everybody here is changing level supernaturally. Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 17 to 19. Everybody here is changing level supernaturally. Now, let me say this. I don't want any of my sons here to mention poverty again. It's not a good word. There are no poor people in this church. You only have rich people who can get richer. Amen. It's not part of our vocabulary. There's no poverty here. Amen. I hated the word poverty even when I had no money. Poverty is a bad word. It keeps people down. Don't use it. Just be expectant for a change of story. How many are expectant? Yes. I said you are changing level this morning.
Amen.
The new week you are entering into is going to be the most humorous week of your life.
Amen.
They will send for you like Joseph and bring you out of the prison to the palace. Depending on how rigorously you praise him and how madly you are expectant, be expectant of a dramatic change of story. I know. That's the way it works. I don't care what the doctor said about you. What God says is final. Say with me, God has the final say. Say it loud, God has the final say. My God has the final say. I'm not moved by what I hear.
Hallelujah.
I'm not moved by what I see.
Hallelujah.
I'm only moved by the word of God.
Hallelujah.
I'm only moved by the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Everybody sing
amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Everybody sing
amen.
Amen. Singing amen.
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 Never forget, faith cannot deliver what is not expected. Remember, faith can only fertilize what is hoped for. Remember, it is your expectation that faith converts to a manifestation. Expect anything here this morning. Amen. I want you to expect, among other things, the fertilization of your intellect. It is a shame for anybody to mistake you for a dummy because you have the mind of Christ, capacity to be a co-creator with God. You have the mind of Christ. When I saw that, I knew I mustn't limit myself to the human realm in my conceptualizations. No. No. It makes me think outside the natural box. I can't stay there. You have the mind. Ah! The mind of Christ. And as you press him, he said the hand of the Lord came upon Elisha. His hand will come upon you tonight.
Amen.
I mean, your understanding will open up.
Amen.
Most crises we have in homes, in businesses, they are all results of inadequate wisdom. Inadequate wisdom. When his wisdom flows freely, his ways are ways of pleasantness, and all our paths are peace. Amen. academic excellence becomes a natural sequence. You are not struggling to make it happen. You are given a God-ordained capacity to assimilate and discharge. How many are expecting the hand of God upon your life this hour? Please be expectant. We are not warming God up. We are connecting with our inheritance. That's what praise is all about. Expectant praise is the gateway to the manifestations on the praise altar. That's how you get it. Expectant praise. I've told you this before. Somebody had a fire accident in the kitchen and had burns all over her body and came to our praise service. And someone appeared to him and said, "Rise up and embrace me." And as she rose up to embrace the invisible guest, all the effect of the fire disappeared. Everything that is negative will disappear from your life now. The same way that woman carried a set of twins who had a verdict of will never have a child, that same way someone is carrying miracle children from here.
Amen.
Whatever is unwanted in your life, the hand of God will reach out to you tonight and clear it up once and for all. Expectant praise is the key to your access to supernatural manifestations on the praise altar. I'd like us to rise up to our feet. Are you ready? Rise up to your feet. God is only committed to your expectations. Whatever you don't expect, you are not entitled to experience. Whatever you don't expect, you are not entitled to experience. Whatever you don't expect, you are not entitled to experience. Whatever you don't expect, you are not entitled to experience. Expect a turnaround touch tonight that will deliver total health to your body, bring you into realms of supernatural promotion, and release upon your life supernatural blessings. Now, whatever way you can make it happen is left to you. I'd like musicians to please get on the instruments and then start with words and move into singing and worshiping God and celebrating God in a dance. The dance of your song, the dance of your own. And let's see what God does. I want you to close your eyes if you need to and let nobody distract your attention. Let nobody snore you away. Leave him. Leave him. Leave him and just face your own business. You are you and God this hour. I want you to dance a dance of expectation. Sing songs of expectation. Hallelujah. And make movements of expectations. I want to see the hand of God on my life. What happens when you praise Him is that He manifests His hand. He places His hand on you and opens you up to a new world. I'm going on to a new world tonight. Glory to God. Somebody expect that tonight? Lift up your two hands and thank Him for your things. Whatever those things are like. Arish. Glory to God. Yeshagaraba yakatagarada. Yeshiga gagaga gagadosa. Eris konoto brekelia yeshagalaga. Galakarato selia. Woo! Glory to God. Zezuzuri, Zezuzuri, Egobala, Yekotuzane, Adubarade, Dizagalakata, Eriya, Yaketo, Paradise, Elo Shangalo, Bradia Kalatose, Elopo Ropo Lokotoselia. Hallelujah. Just celebrate your God the way you like. Celebrate God in your way. Oh. celebrate him. He's worthy of our praise. God, as we embark on this miracle harvest praise, expect that unique touch that you have long waited for. The hour for it is finally here. Is somebody excited here? Hallelujah. Now let's go.
Yeah. Olorunwa Oba to bo aturawa Ogo ye Olorunwa Oba to de waleke iyo baba Oni buora Oni buora Ogo ye Olorunwa Yeah, Yeshua, Oba o ni buora. Oba ye ona lewa. Oba to de wa leke iye oba ba.
Come on now,
give him praise. He's your Lord, we give you praise tonight. We give you praise. We give you praise.
Money carry over me, carry over me, oh, carry over me, eh, okui she, oh, carry,
carry over me, carry over me, carry,
come on, come on, come on,
carry over me, carry over me, loke, carry over me, carry, carry, carry. Eyin lo ba iyanu oba to gbe wa loke e se o baba wa e ku isa kare kare e ba mi ki baba ku isa o e ba mi ki baba ku isa oni bu ore lo lorun wa agba ni lagba to ba iyanu e ba mi ki baba ku isa. Kuisha, 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 kuisha. Eba mi ki baba kuisha. Bo wara 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 ki baba kuisha. Baba, baba. Bo wara ki baba kuisha. Bo wara ki baba kuisha. But what a give up a creature. Come on now. I will lift up Jesus.
Come on, give your praise to God.
I will lift up Jesus.
I will lift up Jesus.
Oh, Jehovah. Alpha and Omega, I will lift up Jesus.
Will you lift up Jesus?
I will lift up Jesus.
I will lift up Jesus.
We will lift up Jesus.
Oh, Jehovah, Alpha and Omega, I will lift up Jesus.
I say, will you lift up Jesus?
Come on, give them praise, shout Hosanna!
I will lift up Jesus.
I will lift up Jesus.
I am. Oh, Jehovah, Alpha and Omega. I will lift up Jesus.
Oh, Lord, oh, Dada, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, TV.
Ọlọ́run dáadáa, ọlọ́run ti mi.
Ó ṣe mí dáadáa,
ó wù wá dáadáa sí mi.
Ọlọ́run dáadáa,
ọlọ́run ti mi.
Ìwọ ń ká.
Ọlọ́run dáadáa,
ó ní bu ọ̀rẹ́ lọ́rùn nìyẹn.
Ó gbé mi lékè,
ó ṣe mí lódò.
Ọlọ́run ìfẹ́ lọ lọ́rùn wa o.
Arúgbó ọjọ́ ẹlẹ́rìn nìyẹn.
Ọlọ́run dáadáa,
lọ́lọ́run tèmi
ìwọ ká.
Ọlọ́run dáadáa,
mo sọ bẹ́ẹ̀ni ìrà.
Ọlọ́run wa ni o.
Arúgbó ọjọ́ ẹlẹ́rìn nìyẹn.
Ó ṣe mí dáadáa,
ó wù wá dáadáa sí mi.
Ọlọ́run dáadáa,
ọlọ́run dáadáa,
lọ́lọ́run tèmi,
ó ṣe mí dáadáa.
Tòótọ́ ọ̀gẹ́nàdò,
abọ́ 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 abọ́
abọ́ abọ́ abọ́ abọ́ abọ́.
Dodo ọ̀gẹ́nẹ́dò,
dodo ọ̀gẹ́nẹ́dò,
Only you are with us. Only you are with us.
only you are we adore. Yes, God, only you. Only you are we found. Only you are we found. Yes, God, only you are we found. Jehovah Shammah, only you are with us. There's no other God. Only you are with us. Only you are with prayer. Only you are with us. There's no other God. Only you are with prayer. Only you are with honor. Only you are with us. There's no other God. Excellent Jehovah, marvelous Jehovah, there is no one to let Jehovah, Lord divine. Excellent. Excellent Jehovah, marvelous you are, there is no one better than Jehovah, Lord divine. Excellent your way. Excellent Jehovah, marvelous Jehovah, there is no one better than Jehovah, Lord divine. Jehovah, marvelous Jehovah, there is no one greater than you, Lord divine. Excellent Jehovah, marvelous Jehovah, there is no one greater than you, Lord divine. Oh, hey, Jiro, get them. Put on your dancing shoe, for the Lord is in the house. Come on now. A giro, Giro, for all you have done for me, I will praise you. For all you have done for me, I will praise you. I will praise you. Oh, I will praise you. For all you have done for me, I will praise you. 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 I will praise you.
That man with a loud voice glorified God. The voice was loud. And Jesus responded on the spot. One more time. Lift up your voices and shout, Hosanna! Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I want you to know heaven and earth may pass away, but his word will never pass away. So every time we praise him, we qualify for a touch from him. Because you have praised him from your heart, his touch is upon your life right there. And I like everyone here, as you sit down, for those who came with some physical ailments and growths and discomforts, just check out. Those who came with certain conditions where they can't do certain things, you just check yourself out in a moment in the name of Jesus, and you will discover you have a change of story. I know amazing things have taken place for everyone that was expectant. And I know that it is your harvest time. Can I hear your loudest amen? I say it's your harvest time. News will hit you in the course of the week that will bring tears of joy. News of visitations of divine favor will hit you in the course of this new week. In the name of Jesus. Lift up those two hands and give him thanks again. Give him thanks from the depth of your heart for his touch that has come upon you. In Jesus' name. Are you ready? I'd like you to give God a jump of hosanna. Now, get ready everybody. Jump up on high and shout, hosanna! Come on! Hosanna! Hosanna! Hallelujah! Glory to the Lamb of God! We praise you! Thank you, Jesus! In the name of Jesus! It is now your turn to be blessed. And very shortly I'll be proclaiming prophetic blessings that pertain to high praises. And you're going to be swimming in it the remaining days of your life. Get seated everyone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 2 Kings chapter 6 and verse 14 beginning. And David danced before the Lord with all his might. I don't know how many of you have done that tonight. With all his might, David danced before the Lord with all his might. And David was guarded with a line and effort. They had to keep him from becoming naked. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shoutings and with the sound of a trumpet. And we've been doing that. And as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Micah, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord. And she despised him in her heart. And they brought in the ark of the Lord and set it in its place in the midst of the tabernacle that David had pitched for it. And David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. And as soon as David had made an end of offering burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord God, the Lord of hosts. He blessed them. They brought in the ark with dancings, and he blessed the people. Can I hear your amen? It's your turn to be blessed. And as soon, the Bible said, and he dealt among all the people, even among the whole multitude of Israel, as well as the women as men, to everyone a cake of bread and a good piece of flesh and a flagon of wine. So all the people departed, everyone to his house. Then David returned to his house, to his household, and Micah, the daughter of Saul,
came out to meet David and said, how glorified was the king of Israel today, who uncovered himself in the eyes of the handmaids of his servants as one of the vain fellows, shamelessly uncovered himself. And David said unto Micah, it was before the Lord which chose me before you, thy father, and before all his house, to appoint me ruler of the people of the Lord over Israel. Therefore will I play before the Lord. What are we doing? You are worthy, O Lord. You are worthy, O Lord, invisible God, my miracle worker. You are worthy, invisible God, my miracle worker. You are worthy, O Lord, invisible God, my miracle worker. You are worthy, O Lord. Je lope, mo je baba lope. Nigba ti mo ri ise iyanu baba laye mi, mo ri wipe mo je Jesu mi lope repete. Tire ni o tire, tire ni Jesu, tire ni o baba ni gugu. I want you to do this forever in your life. You never miss his presence and you never run dry. May this year will be 28 years that Jesus called me to ministry. I've not had to repeat a message. The oil is fresh forever. I know the service station where they refuel, and I go there all the time. As I praise him, he anoints me with fresh oil, and I keep kicking like a baby. I've not lost one ounce of energy since Jesus called me. As I was the day he spoke to me, so I am now, and more, in strength and in vigor. Blessed be his name. I want you to understand that you are a blessed people, being equipped with this supernatural weapon of sustainable health, strength, vitality, prosperity, and posterity. People who praise him don't die. They don't. Hallelujah. When Ezekiel reminded him, if I die, who will praise you like this? He said, okay, don't die. Stay. Amen. Many people, every appointment with death over your life is canceled already. And here what happened. It's dangerous to be an onlooker in a place like this. And I will yet be more vile than thus. David was speaking, verse 22. And will be based in my own sight. You can't praise God except you are based in your own sight. You don't consider yourself to be anything. You are based in your own sight. And of the handmaidens which thou hast spoken of them shall I be heard in honor. Therefore, Micah, the daughter of Saul, had no child until the day of her death. What a curse. That's why I was appealing to you at the beginning, never be an onlooker in a prophetic meeting like this. And I know no one was an onlooker here. So you are entitled to a blessing. And David returned to bless the people. It's my privilege this morning to bless you. What is the blessing going to look like? Chapter 29 of 1 Chronicles and verse 27 and 28. And the time that David reigned over Israel was 40 years. 7 years reigned he in Hebron, and 33 years reigned he in Jerusalem. And he died in a good old age. When did he die? I'll be blessing you with the blessings of longevity this morning. Amen. Full of days. And what? Riches and honor. You will never experience shame all the days of your life.
Amen.
People who praise him are entitled to those blessings. Good old age. not bad old age, not carrying you to toilet, good old age, full of days, riches, and honor. And Solomon his son reigned in his stead. That is, your children are blessed in your own sight. None of you will have children that will cause you heartache.
Amen. Amen.
Everyone created concern for you, there is a reversal this morning.
Amen.
That is the blessing of God upon David, and that is the blessing we are entitled to. You have been leaping and dancing. Most of us have been sweating here. Because we are sweating, praising him, you will never sweat for progress. You will never sweat for promotion. You will never sweat for fruitfulness. You will never sweat for sound health. You will never sweat for victory. Good old age, full of days, full of riches and honor. And Solomon his son reigned in his stead. Full of days. Every appointment with death over your life, over your family, over your children, over your spouses, over your father, over your mother, every appointment with death is canceled this hour in the name of Jesus. Praise guarantees supernatural victory. Victory that comes by the intervention of God. Only what God cannot handle is permitted to remain. Therefore, every challenge of your life that is posing to be stronger than you, because you stood on the altar of praise tonight, they are all overturned by the roots. If it is a medical, a health situation, you get back to them and they will tell you it is no longer there. If it's a career challenge, you walk in there on Monday and you discover it is leveled out. If it's a family issue, a marital challenge, you walk back home this morning and you discover the mountain has been removed. In the name of Jesus! Can I ask you to stand to your feet and receive these blessings? Receive these blessings. Receive these blessings. God said, behold, I've touched your tongue with the coal of fire. And as you say it, you see it. So I'm anointed to bless. I have received a commandment to bless this great congregation as a point of contact for the entire commission. And our various extensions of sons and daughters in ministry. Therefore, the blessings that accompany preach accompany you from this hour forward.
Yeah, yeah.
God's presence makes it impossible for you to be hedged in. They were on there. The Red Sea in front, Pharaoh's army behind, for God was in the midst of them. The sea saw them, he gave way. The same sea covered Pharaoh and his army. Sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider has been thrown into the sea. I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider has been thrown into the sea. That's Exodus 15:1, direct.
He threw them into the sea, and Israel went on the dry ground. Every impossible situation around your life is turned to testimony this morning. As the Lord liveth, every mark of the devil, growth on your body, HIV, AIDS, blood condition, heart condition, kidney condition, every form of disease and discomfort in your body is not getting out of this sanctuary with you this morning in the name of Jesus. As you sang Hosanna, the king came in. The king descended. He came down into your temple, and every demon tormenting you, they are cast out never to return again in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name! How many want to be here Sunday morning with a testimony? Now, let me ask you the question. What testimony are you expecting to come with? Lift up your two hands. Name it. Don't guess. Don't goose. Just name it. What testimony do you want to return with? Sunday morning. Sunday morning. Sunday morning. Sunday morning. You are returning Sunday morning, tomorrow morning, with a testimony. A testimony. It took him one day to create man. He won't need more than one day to repair him and restore him and reinstate him. What testimony do you see yourself returning with Sunday morning? Say it and take it. Say it and take it. Say it and take it. Come on now. Go ahead and say it. Say it to him and take it. Say it and take it. Say it and take it. I have not come here in vain. I'm returning tomorrow morning with this testimony. This testimony. This testimony. Yakato karete. Yeketeko. Shagarato. Sombla ba 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 ba. Yeketeke teke teke teke. Yachaka. Erobaka. Takorete. Wusha. Gara. Daka to say. E blo 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 dia. Yekashaga. What testimony are you returning with? Sunday morning. Sunday morning. Sunday morning. Sunday morning. I'm returning with this testimony tomorrow morning. Name it, name it, name it, name it, name it, name it now. HIV AIDS, you are not returning with it here on Sunday morning. You go for your test today and they'll tell you it's not there. Sickle cell anemia, they tell you it's no longer there. That heart condition is no longer there. Whatever the enemy has planted, God has uprooted. I'm returning with this testimony tomorrow. 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 I'm getting off every of the shackles of the devil. I'm returning tomorrow. Concerning your children. Concerning your spouses. What testimony are you returning with tomorrow morning? Concerning your own health. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now 1 minute. Lord, I thank you for this testimony. Go ahead. I thank you for this testimony. This testimony. I thank you for this testimony. This particular one, I thank you for this testimony. Yes, it's done already. Oh, a supernatural switch in my favor. It's done already. Yeko shangaga, yeko sengege, yeko tambaka, yeko sengrodi, yeko zanzalo, yaka tangeto, brajasa zizo, bayakanda kezo, I thank you for this testimony. In Jesus' precious name, I speak to your life as God's prophet in the house. That testimony is sealed in heaven and delivered on the earth. Sunday morning, you are running down here with tears of joy. And because God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think, get ready for divine surprises. God, my God, who is also your God, it will go beyond what you have ever asked for. Everyone under this service tonight, Sunday morning, your miracle basket is in your hand. In the name of Jesus Christ. And now hear this. Among other things, riches is God's heritage for this family. So you are not permitted to be listed among the poor. I therefore speak the prosperity of this house into your life. And because we're covenant practitioners, no devil has the capacity to resist the flow of God's blessing in your life. Therefore, I decree that your heavens remain open. I command your heavens to be open. I command your heavens to be open. I command your heavens to be open. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your name. You have come into the city of refuge. This is God's appointed place in his family. And he said, I will appoint a place for my people Israel. I will plant them in the place of their own. And the wicked shall no longer afflict them as at former times. 2 Samuel 7:10. Therefore it is illegal for the wicked to afflict you in the appointed place. Zaga garusa gagato. Bradikana. I therefore declare illegal every attack of the enemy upon you and your household. And I call them cancelled in the name of Jesus. I call them cancelled in the name of Jesus. I call them cancelled in the name of Jesus. Sunday morning celebration continues. Sunday morning celebration continues. Go in peace. Flow in his blessings forever. May the blessings of this early morning stick to you the remaining days of your life. For my daughters that are looking up to God for their own covenant homes, this new week is your week. For my covenant, my sons in the Lord that are believing God for their covenant homes, this week, beginning from this hour, is your week in the name of Jesus. As the Lord liveth, none of you is permitted to be stranded. Everyone who stood here tonight for miracle children, they are delivered to your hands. The last of your cycle you saw is the last you see before the baby arrives. It is sealed in heaven. It is delivered on the earth for your benefit. No evil shall come nigh thy dwelling. Every day is declared a celebration day for you. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up those hands and bless him one more time. Bless him one more time.
We believe you've been blessed by this power-packed message. You can fellowship with us on our weekly services, Sunday, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., Wednesday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Faith Tabernacle, Kilometer 10, Idiroko Road, Ota. Or visit our website at www.davidoyedepoministries.org or email info@davidoyedepoministries.org. For counseling and prayers, call 01-77-47-546 or 01-77-47-547 or 01-77-47-548. God bless you.